Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Identifying.
Let's go. Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studio. Jim Beaver here, your host of Project Action on Podcast One, just like I have been for the past, 95, 96 episodes? I can't remember which one we're at. We're right around there, right around approaching 100 episodes. You know, over that time, we've had the best in action sports, entertainment, auto racing, and, musical industry, actors. Whatever, video gaming, we've knocked it out of the park here on Project Action. So thank you guys for joining us for this, your first episode. Welcome. If you're back, welcome back. But anyways, we got a great one today. Just like we did last year, had really good download numbers. Means you guys are clamoring for this content. We're doing a big X Games preview. I know if you're listening to this today, there was one event yesterday that happened at X Games, so we're a little bit late to the draw. But big X Games preview today here on Project Action. You know, it's a big part of our show is, all things action sports. So, we're definitely going to be covering that. If you're just tuning in, haven't been here before, please head over to iTunes. Hit the subscribe button here on Project Action. It's the easiest way to get these beamed right to your iDevice, your phone, your PC, your MacBook. I don't know, whatever you're carrying, your iPad. Make sure and leave a rating or review as well. If you do that, if you want to follow from me on social media, the way to get it is leave a rating or review. And when you leave that review, leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review, and I will see it. I will follow you back on social media. We've had a few hundred people do that at this point, and you know what? They all get follows from me. My promise to you, seriously, happens, it works, I do it. So, those of you who've done that, thanks. I've got my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Same goes for that as well. If you want to follow me on social media, it is at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. And my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, has an Instagram account. It's at Down and Dirty Show. So, getting all those formalities out of the way, it is X Games time here on Project Action, and we couldn't bring you this amazing X Games content without some of our great, amazing partners here on Project Action. You know, maybe you've noticed that you have a little less hair than you used to have, but you're not sure there's a real solution. Thing is, there are two clinically proven medications that let you keep your hair, and now they're inexpensive and easy to get. You don't need to lose your hair if you don't want to. And that's why I have to tell you about Keeps. For 5 minutes now and just $1 a day, you'll never have to worry about hair loss again. Getting started with Keeps is so easy. Sign up takes less than 5 minutes. You answer a few questions, snap some photos, and a licensed doctor remotely reviews your information and recommends the right treatment for you, all without ever leaving your couch. Keeps offers generic versions of the only two FDA-approved hair loss products out there. Some of you probably tried them before, but you've never gotten them this easy for this price. Keeps only $10 to $35 a month, plus now you get your first month free. One hell of a deal for getting to keep your hair. There's no reason to put this off any longer. Stop hair loss today with the easy way with Keeps. To receive your first month of treatment for free, go to keeps.com/beaver. That's Keeps, KEEPS.com/beaver. That's a free month of treatment at keeps.com/beaver. Keeps, hair today, hair tomorrow. And everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket just may be the most rewarding thing that you do today. And I've got some useful car tips you might not be aware of. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior, removing excess weight from your car. It'll improve your gas mileage, and you can place your key fob to your chin and increase its range. Weird, right? Well, here's an idea and another tip that you might not know about. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right. TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used vehicles, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy a new or used car. And with TrueCar, users can see what other people paid, so you know you're getting a good deal before you buy. There's also likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers when you're ready to buy a new or used car. Check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. And getting with the program here on X Games, this is my favorite weekend of the year. I guess winter X Games and summer. You know, it seems like a winter always kind of plays a little bit of a backseat to summer. I do like some of the winter X Games events, though. I mean, snowboarding, skiing, that's all well and good. I'm digging the snow bike racing. It's a new thing. I wish they'd bring snowmobile racing back and have snow bike as well. You know, wishful thinking here. But this episode is all about Summer X happening in Minnesota. I was up there last weekend for the Lucas Oil Midwest Short Course League, calling TV for Lucas for the off-road race. I guess I could have stayed a few days and gone to X Games, but good to be back here in the studio doing some podcasting and catching up with you amazing people. But things kicked off, I guess, with a Vert qualifier Wednesday. Thursday the 19th, it was the Vert final and BMX Vert final. We are recording this on Friday, and so today there's a string of events, but I guess we'll take you, before we get to today's events and this coming weekend's events, depending on when you're listening to this, you know, we'll talk about you know, I guess the stuff that's happened already. And the Vert qualifier, you know, skateboard Vert, you know, this is one of the those things. You think action sports, literally people I think skateboard Vert, right? You know, the big half pipe, it's iconic with action sports. It's what you think about. It's a big half pipe. Action sports, you talk to anybody and they know what a half pipe is. You know, you talk about grind rails, transitions, box jumps, most people, pyramids, people will be like, what? Heh? You know, and I'm talking like people out of the endemic, right? But, you talk about, hey, you know what a half pipe is? And everybody, I don't care if it's your grandma, they'll be like, oh yeah, that's that big, you know, kind of round pipe thing that people jump out of, right? And I think skateboarding, you know, like the Tony Hawks and Danny Ways of the world, and, you know, they made it iconic. And, you know, probably the most iconic X Game moment of all time, Tony Hawk, the 900, you know, it just is. The most iconic X Game moment ever. That put X Games on the map. Primetime, Overrun, did the impossible. People were tuning into that. They didn't even know what he was doing. They just knew that ESPN pitched this thing. The announcers were so amazing. They knew it was special. And that's what I think is so rad. You know, well, not only about X Games, but about halfpipe is like literally skateboard Vert put it on the map. Tony Hawk, you did that. He is, the bucket list interview for me. We need to make that happen at some point. Yeah, so this one, it's kind of weird. It used to be the premier event, primetime Saturday night. Now it's, kind of the intro to X Games, which is kind of different, but, anyways, going through the only reason I talk about the qualifiers that happened Wednesday night is because my boy, my good friend Bucky Lassick, Mr. I think he's 47 years old now, he qualified third. Seriously, third out of, you know, all these young bucks. There's 15 guys trying to qualify in for the top 10 to make the finals in skateboard Vert. Bucky Lassick, this guy, you know, timeless, right? He's still throwing it down at 47 and at an elite level. Third, boom, Bucky. Money in the bank, Bucky. That is awesome, man. He is one we're going to have on Project Action sometime in the next couple of weeks. I will text Bucky. He's a good friend of mine. We are going to knock it out. We're going to get that boy on the show, guaranteed. So, anyways, Bucky, Bastos, you know, and then Schwann, then Lassick were your top three qualifiers. Qualifying doesn't really matter as long as you make the big show, but I wanted to mention that Bucky, He was third. That's rad. That's badass. Anyways, watching skateboard vert Moto Shibata, who was a gold medal winner last year, he finished up with the silver. Jimmy Wilkins finished up with the top spot there with the gold medal. Big shout out to him. Mitchie Brusco, yet another bronze medal in skateboard vert. So that kind of kicked off X Games weekend. And then you had the BMX vert final. I find it interesting that Pacifico, the beer company, the sponsor of the X Games vert stuff to open things up. You know, it's like X Games used to be all about the youth, right? Yeah, Slim Jim beef jerky, and you know, they had the Flix Trix toys and all that. Now it's like, I don't know, it's like, is it the older audience? What? But you, a beer company sponsoring skateboarding, I find that interesting. You know, I'm a marketing guy, I find that interesting, right? It's acceptable for a beer company now to go after the youth market, I guess, right? Kind of rad, I don't know, different. Opens the door up for sponsorship, that's for sure. I could see some tequila companies slapping their logo on some skateboards or something like that, you know? But anyways, BMX Vert, that was the next up. Got to say, the living legend, Dennis McCoy, doing it again. This dude, he was competing as a pro when some of these guys weren't even born yet. And I grew up watching this guy. I'm still watching this guy, DMC. You know, you want to talk about just a rad dude, guy, just timeless, right? But you know, the big one was, is, you know, you had Vince Byron, who, you know, it has taken a couple golds now. Jamie Bestwick, you know, the greatest vert rider of all time. You know, and I say that, and, you know, and that includes Matt Hoffman and Dave Mira, who are two of the best. And well, and even DMC, right? And you can go back, and Miron was really good, had some good years. But Jamie Bestwick, you know, by X Games standards, greatest vert rider to ever live, period, hands down. Vince Byron, though, three out of the last 4 years, got the best of Bestwick. He was on top of the box, Bestwick finishing up with the silver. Zach Newman sliding in there for a bronze. Did not see that one coming. Simon Tabron, fourth. I like Simon. This guy used to be a guy that just hucked it, one of the first guys to really start sticking the 900. Always fun to watch Tabron. Just didn't quite get the amplitude, you know, that we've seen him in the past. Coco Zarita finishing up in fifth. DMC down there in seventh, but always fun to see DMC. You know, he doesn't need to be doing this now, but he's still doing it, putting on a show. Solid, solid dude. So, we got, you know, other, I guess, other events. So that takes you up till today. Now, today is Friday. We got Skateboard Street, BMX Dirt. You know, and those are qualifiers. We got park and street finals in skateboarding, women's BMX park demo. They need to just make that a medal event, right? I mean, they've been doing this women's park demo for years now. Why not make it a freaking event already? Like, these girls can shred, you know. It kind of bothers me at this point. You know, you got Dave Mears BMX park best trick, Moto X quarter pipe, high air, BMX big air final. Definitely looking forward to that one. Moto X freestyle final, that's coming tonight. But I guess, you know, going down the list, I guess we'll start off with some of the events that have run. Skateboard park final, it was Liam. Yeah, I'm trying to think, man. Are these the results that we're looking at? I'd hate to give you guys like bunk information here, but Liam Price, Gavin Botcher, and Luis Francisco 1, 2, and 3 there in skateboard park, skateboard street. Nah, these can't. I'm looking at. I'm looking at some wrong results here. You know, skateboard street. Like, this is. They're failing with the results here. So we're not even going to give Friday's results. We got some problems here with the X Games system that I'm looking at. But anyways, looking at the events, we'll give you the breakdown of what's happening. I don't know what the heck's going on there. Skateboard Street Women's. We'll talk about Women's Skateboard Street first. That is coming up. Lacey Baker. I'm just going down the list here of you know, competitors. You know, Lacey Baker, I would say her and Leticia Buffoni, they're going to have a shootout there for the gold medal. That's not to say say there isn't a lot of Alexis Sablon solid there. I wonder where Alana Smith is at. She's not on the list, but a big Alana Smith fan here. But I would say it's going to go down to Bafoni, Lacey Baker. Those are going to be your shootouts there in women's skateboard street. Men's skateboard street. Men's skateboard street. See, this is where it's interesting. We got Next X skateboard street, men's skateboard street. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's just like that must be the young kids coming up. I got you here. Now I'm on the same page. X Games is kind of confusing what they got going on here. You know, looking down the men's, I mean, look, you got Young Gun Jagger Eaton. He's there. Kevin Hoffler, Nijah, you know, the legend Nijah Houston, one of the greatest street skaters ever. You know, just I would say, you know, Nijah's the guy to watch. You know, it's his to lose. But I could be wrong. You know what I mean? You never know. Could totally be wrong. It's been a lot of times that I've been wrong, but I would say he is definitely one to watch. And yeah, so the Next X is a young kid's coming up that you're going to see next, and that's what they had with those Next X skateboards finals. That's why I was getting confused. And then you know, got women's BMX park demo today. BMX street, the final has. Is in progress as we go to air here, so we're not going to talk about that. But I can tell you who I think men's BMX street, you know, who to look out for. And we'll compare next week, compare my notes. You know, you got guys Dennis Anderson, Chad Curley, Corey Martinez, Garrett Reynolds, Dakota Roche. I mean, geez, these are the who's who, right? Is this hard? I like Curley's style. Garrett Reynolds is just a legend. Dakota Roche, that guy just shreds. Anderson, you know, he's got his own style as well. But that's happening today. Those are some of the ones to watch. You know, we're just running through this. So if you guys are listening to this and you're watching on TV, man, like props to you guys, because I'm just literally giving you guys the rundown right now on, you know, who I think to watch. BMX Park Best Trick. This is always an interesting one because, you know, Dave was a very, very close, you know, friend of mine, just a guy that I thought the world of. I love that they've had this, you know, BMX Park Best Trick Final. I think that guys come out of the woodwork to compete and they really throw it down for Mira. I think, and he just didn't quite have it in him last year, I think Daniel Dares, he was very close with Mira. He's the one to watch. I think Dares is going to bring something this year for this BMX Park Best Trick Final. So just my thoughts on that. So he is definitely my pick. You got Moto X Quarter Pipe High Air Final. And Moto X Quarter Pipe High Air, this was a new event last year. You know, and... Tyler Berryman, he shredded last year. Axel Hodges, another one. Jared McNeil, Colby Raha. There you go. There's four right there. I'm going to go with Berryman, though. This dude's been doing his homework. He's got that big Red Bull deal now. I'm going to go with Tyler Berryman, and he's going to be my pick. He's definitely going to be my pick for the whole thing this year for Quarter Pipe Higher. BMX Big Air, this one I am I'm going to go, and this is the one event. Do not miss. Ryan Williams, the dude has a chip on his shoulder. James Foster, this guy's, you know, he's got some crazy tricks. Satterfield, Vince Byron, Morgan Wade, he'll bring it out of the woodwork. Telling you, though, Ryan Williams, R. Willie, the scooter kid, he had to beg to get an X Games invite. This guy, if you follow him on Instagram, he's probably the guy, if you follow anybody on Instagram in action sports, the guy to watch. R. Willie is going to pull something crazy. I'm telling you, this kid is bringing it. I have no idea what it's going to be. He's going to bring something you've never seen before. BMX, Big Air, don't miss that one. R. Willie, he is bringing it this time, guaranteed. I can promise you that. R. Willie is, I have no idea what he's got up his sleeve, but it's going to be big. Then looking at, you know, the other event is Moto X Freestyle. Jacko Strong, Sheeny, I love Josh Sheehan, Takahisa Inoku, Bink, Adam Jones, Tom, you know, Pages, I don't know who you pick. I'm going to go with Sheeny. He's consistent with linking tricks together, you know, so I'm going to go with Sheehan. on this one, my pick, I'd love for you guys to, you know, dispute with me on Instagram. I love, you know, hearing what, you guys are thinking on Instagram, and on, Twitter. So hit me up at JimBeaver15. You know, let me know who your picks are so far. That takes us through, Friday. We got Saturday and Sunday, but before we get to Saturday and Sunday, got a couple more of our partners to talk about. And you know, the truth is most of us brushing our teeth are doing it wrong. Not for long enough, forget to change our brush on time. That's because most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than better brushing, but not Quip. What makes Quip different? Well, for starters, Quip's an electric toothbrush. That's a fraction of the cost of the bulkier brushes while still packing just the right amount of vibrations to help keep your teeth clean. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean the dentist-recommended 2 minutes with guiding pulses that remind you when to switch sides. Next, Quip subscription plans are for your health, not just your convenience. They deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. Quip also comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror and sticks to use as a cover for hygienic travel wherever you take your teeth. Finally, everyone loves Quip. They were on Oprah's O-List, named one of Time's best inventions, and the first subscription service electric toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association. Plus, they're backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists. Hundreds of thousands of happy brushers use Quip every day. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/action right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/action. That's spelled getquip.com/action. getquip.com/action. And, you know, I wanted to take a minute and just talk to you about undies, my undies. That should be your first thought. They're amazing, right? I have the best undies. Well, it should be, and it would be if you're wearing me undies. They're comfy, and they make you feel good. And when you feel good, anything is possible. MeUndies are made from the softest fabric. They have the coolest styles and colors, and they come right to your door. Once you put them on, you'll always wear MeUndies. I have a pair with trees on them. Wearing them right now. I like the boxers. Always a hit at the gym. You get matching MeUndies for your partner. MeUndies is risk-free, and they'll make sure you get the perfect pair for you. And if you're not happy, they'll refund the cost, and you get to keep them. And because you are listening to me, you'll get 15% off your first pair of MeUndies and free shipping. Go to MeUndies.com/action. That's MeUndies.com/action. And here's an extra gift for you. Order a pair, take a screenshot of your transaction, send it to me. I'll send you another pair for free, and you'll get 15% off and then another pair for free from me. First 25 people to send proof of purchase, a screenshot of your purchase, or a pic of the receipt, I'll send you another pair for free. Just send your proof to gift@podcastone.com. Put action in the subject line, and you'll soon have another pair of MeUndies in your collection. Let's do this. MeUndies.com/action. All right. Now moving on to Saturday. LifeProof Moto X, step up. Does it get any better than this? This is one of the iconic X Games events, and I don't care who's in here, Axel Hodges, Bryce Hudson, Jared McNeil, Podmall, Colby Raha, it all comes down to my boy, Ronnie Renner, the definitive step-up dude, Ronnie Renner. He is back, the legend Ronnie Renner, for another round here at Moto X Step Up. I'll be tuned in, and my money is on Ronnie Renner. Yours should be, too. He had an off year last year, and but I got to tell you, if Renner's in there, you got to side with Renner. He is the step-up dude. He's a step-up legend. He's got his new compound in Florida. He's been secretly pulling out all the stops there, and I got a feeling Ronnie Renner is going to show these young bucks once again what is up. So, I don't know. Side with Ronnie Renner. We'll see if I'm right or wrong, but I got a feeling he's going to at least be on the podium somewhere. So next up, we got Men's Skateboard Park. Jagger Eaton is in that. Tom Schar, Trey Wood. I don't know who to say. You know, I'd say Schar, maybe give the edge to him. I'm just excited to see what Jagger Eaton brings. You know, this kid, young kid, really talented. Kind of excited to see what he brings in all the events he's competing in this year. I think it's you know, he's the future. You know, how soon is it going to be for the future? I don't know, but you know, I think it's I think he's definitely you know, the one to watch. We got Women's Skateboard Park, And this one, Jordan Barrett, you know, she's been training with Bucky Lassick. She's Bucky's prodigy, Poppy Olson, another one to watch. But Brighton Zoyner, this girl, one of the youngest Red Bull athletes ever, got the gold last year, youngest gold medalist ever. I think she just turned 13 last year on the day she won the medal. She'll be 14 this year. Brighton Zoyner, this girl, money in the bank. And that's nothing against Lizzie Armanto, Jordan Barrett, Poppy Olson, but I'm telling you, Brighton Zoyner, money is on this girl. She is a shredder at 14. You know, I'm kind of scared to see how good this girl is at 20, really, seriously. She is that talented. So, you know, that coming up, got, you know, women's what, skateboard park, we got women's skateboard street, you know, already told you there's some phenomenal talented women in skateboard street, you know, and, you know, told you it was Buffoni and Lacey Baker, my picks there. Somehow I got my scheduling all screwed up. So if you guys are going down the schedules, I'm talking, you're like, Jimmy, what the heck's going on? Well, I'm just telling you, BMX Dirt. Woo! One of my favorites. You know, I'm a BMX guy. You listen to this podcast for long enough, you know I am one of those. Look at this stack field, though. I mean, Baldock, TJ Ellis, Anthony Napolitan, Ryan Nyquist, legend, Kevin Peraza, Sandoval, Colton Walker. I don't know. I got a feeling Nyquist is going to be solid. He's a podium contender. TJ Ellis, this kid, Baldock, I don't know. I don't. This is the one event I can't. It depends on the setup, and I haven't really looked at the setup too long. If it's just two big huck jumps, you know, it caters to a different skill set. If it's like, you know, six or eight jumps with a rhythm and transitions and back and forth and hips, you know, it could go any way. It all depends on the dirt course, and I haven't really looked into it at X to see what they're bringing. So, you know, it's kind of tough. Then you got Moto X Best Whip. This one, you know, fan judge. I don't know. Berryman always brings it. Like, looks like he's trying to do a 360. Same with Axel Hodges and Jared McNeil, Tom Parsons, Sheeny. I mean, it's a fan deal. You know, it all depends on who the fans are feeling that day. Tough one to call. Moto X Best Trick. You know, this one. All goes down to who's got the biggest balls, right? I'd say Sheehan's got a real shot at it. Jacko, you never know what he's been, what's been going on in the mind of his. Jacko's always strong there. So, you know, that's an interesting one to watch, you know. Don't really have a pick on that. Skateboard Big Air, that's another one. Mitchie Brusco always brings the heat there. Tom Schar, you know, there's so many good, talented skaters, you know. I don't know who's been training on that one. I haven't been keeping up with Big Air to see, you know, who's got some stuff in the tank that we don't really know about. Then you go into Sunday's events, which bring us to Flat Track, one I'm definitely looking forward to watching. Brad Baker, Kenny Kulbeth Jr., Sammy Halbert, Jared Mies, you know, Corey Texter. You know, you got some solid guys there. I would say Baker, Kulbeth, Halbert, and Mies, those four, your gold medalist is going to come out of those four. I'm making that prediction right now, and chances are on one of my shows we'll have the winner on next week. So I'm going with the Indian Wrecking Crew. I don't care about Harley. I'm going with the Indian Wrecking Crew. So money's on the Indian Wrecking Crew. And then they've also got this Harley-Davidson Hooligan Racing, which is just kind of a free-for-all, just go and have fun, no medal at stake. One of the interesting ones that is on this list, though, he's going to be trying Flat Track, Robbie Madison. That is right. Robbie Madison going to be doing kind of a Flat Track demo there. So watch that one. Women's Skateboard Park final. I guess we had qualifiers one day, final the next day. I don't know. I'm all confused here. I'm just giving you who I think. You know, I told you Brighton Zoyner on that one. Skateboard Street Final. Nyjah, BMX Park Final. The final finale. Is that how you say it? BMX Park, I guess, to close out X Games. You know, it's, I don't know, who do you want to go with? Dares, Bazanson, Anderson, you know, Peraza, Sandoval, Colton Walker, Gary Young. Always like Gary Young. He's always very creative in what he brings. He'll bring something crazy. If he sticks it, chance at gold. If he doesn't, he's going to be last. I think this is a real critical year for Daniel Dares. You know, there was a guy who was the legend. He, redefined a sport, brought something completely new and different. I feel like some of these young guys have kind of passed him by a bit. And we're going to see if he brings something to the game this year, that helps once again kind of reinvent his career and things like that. So, that's kind of what's on tap this weekend at X Games. I know, we've had these in the past where we've done these X Games previews, always done well. Hopefully you guys like that one. I'm excited. I love X Games. Definitely tune in. It's on ESPN. They've got it live streaming in the app. A lot of new TV personalities there and things like that. So X Games, kind of a big transition. Minneapolis, big year last year. It's there for, I think, this year and the next year for sure. Definitely worth making your way out there, though. Minnesota in the summertime, nothing better. Absolutely nothing better. Like I said on my other show, next year I'm going to do it. ERX Motor Park one weekend, Summer X the next weekend. In between, hit up the lakes, hit up the water parks, hit up Mall of America, hit up some Minnesota Twins games. Boom, you got your vacation nailed right there in Minnesota. So it was a fun show today. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you tune into this show on Podcast One, also a couple other shows, Baseball and Chill and the Big 12 Podcast, new to Podcast One Sportsnet. You can listen each and every week to Kelly Nash and Scott Brom from the MLB Network as they cover all the big storylines and trending topics on and off the diamond on Baseball and Chill. Then jump over to the Big 12 Podcast, listen to Chuck Cooperstein each week as he checks in with the Big 12 Commissioner, Bob Bowsley, and other guests to cover the best highlights and look to the biggest events in the conference. Listen free to both of these shows exclusively on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOneSports.com, and the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave a rating review. And not only to those shows, but to this show as well, Project Action and the Down and Dirty Radio Show there on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and leave a rating review. If you leave a rating review, leave your Twitter, Instagram at username in the body of the review, and I will follow you back as soon as I see it. And speaking of social media, and follow me, it's at JimBeaver15, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook groups, and also at Down and Dirty Show on Instagram as well. I've got that for my other radio show. Check out downanddirtyshow.com. All our motorsports-related content we're dropping there, some action sports content as well. So that about wraps up our X Games show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for the continued support here on Project Action. And we will be back next week with back to some guests and things like that. But enjoy the X Games and be safe. As always, game on.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.